Lots of things been happening all around, and some of the schools are closed. But then again, we've got a group of students here with us this morning. They from KN people, and hulle is deel van 'n projek wat wat die derde jaar het begint of is het word nou al aangebied al en dit gaan oor 'n moedersdag skryfkompetisie en ek neem aan die skool doen dit wat die fokus is daarop om jong mense se taal en skryfvaardighede te ontwikkel. Nou vir jaar hierdie jaar was dit 'n uiters interessante kompetisie, want daar was letterlik 'n hele paar wenners, nee. Ons het een van die onderwysers saam met ons. Môre meneer, hoe gaan dit volgens?
Hartlike goeiemôre, Mr. Johnson, KM, Casey gemeenskap. Wat 'n voorreg is dit om vanoggend in die ateljee te wees.
Maar meneer, as ek lekker warm toe julle hier instap, ek kan nie glo die daar's al weer die fake videoetjies en goedjies wat in die rondte gaan oor die flooding by die skool en alles die en so. Hy is vanoggend net heeltemal excited om vir my dit te wys. Ek sê hy is binne in die personeelkamer, daai af. Kai is ou goed, né? En die skool is droog,
né? Yes, die skool is daarom droog, almal is veilig, ja.
Okay. Meneer, u rol by Klein Heidelberg, hoe lank is u by Kai?
Van jaar is my 5de jaar by Klein Heidelberg en sedert my aansluiting by die skool is ek aktief betrokke as koördineerder van die redaksie en dit is juist op grond van dit waar ek uitgedaag was om innoverend te wees en projekte te loods wat die leerders bevorder en ontwikkel.
Nou, hoe het jy aan die competitie gekom?
Wel, die competitie is vooral begin om die leerders die geleentheid te gee om hulle waardering aan hulle moederfigure op 'n betekenisvolle manier uit te druk en soos ek met die tyd geleer het en gesien het, is dat nie alle leerders aangelei is om by sport betrokke te wees as buitenbeurs aktiwiteite nie. En daarom glo ek, die skool as geheel moet daarom ook ruimte maak vir die leerders wat kan skryf en miskien nie so betrokke is by die sport nie. En dan dien hierdie platform dan vir die jong mense om al skryfvernuf te kan ontwikkel en ook om hulle emosies en woorde te kan verwoord, as ook die ontwikkeling van hulle skryfvaardighede, soos ek direk gesê het.
Okay, nou die kompetisie 3 jaar terug begin.
Yes, dit is 100%.
Die idee is daar vir die om hulle taal en skryfvaardighede te ontwikkel. Maar 'n moedersdag skryfkompetisie en die tema is moeder. So hulle moes geskryf het oor hulle ma.
Oor hulle moeders, ja, hulle moeder. Hildeblik geskryf het in enige vorm, 'n gedig, Hildeblik as sulks, 'n opstel en so voort. Hulle was veral uitgedaag gewees, veral nou met die implementering van AI. Okay. Was daar veral gekyk daar oorspronklikheid en dis hoekom die vier vandag hier so sit, jy is op grond van dit, ja.
Okay, so dan, kyk meneer, is daar 'n paneel of is dit net meneer wat daarna kyk?
Ek kyk daarna, maar daar is ook, hoe kan ek sê, buite opinies, wat dat ook tel, net om die regverdigheid te handhaaf en seker te maak dat alles dan nou regverdig bepunt is en dat die leerders dan nou die regte geleentheid kry.
Ek wil net weet, so die gedig of die Hildeblik word dan soos in eksamen gemerk? Hoe kyk jy daarna?
Daar is 'n rubriek, maar soos ek sê, is daar ook flexibility. Okay. Ons probeer 'n bietjie wegskuiwe van die skool, soos ons byvoorbeeld sê. Net om vir die leerders 'n platform te gee en om hulle ware talente, hulle vaardighede, hulle gawes te laat ontwikkel. En dan ook seker te maak, hoe kan ek sê, dat die diamant effect kom naar vore. En die, hoe kan ek sê, die leerders word gepenaliseer.
Okay.
Op een wijze, ja.
So ons het eerste plek, tweede plek, derde plek, eerste plek, tweede plek en derde plek, nee? So, ons het atelier by ons. Well done, julle. Baie geluk, man, aan julle avond. Kom ons begin by 'n kant. Ek dink, ons begin by Beyoncé. Hoe gaan hy denk nou weer? Hoe gaan hy birthday?
Happy birthday,
Beyoncé. Happy birthday, Beyoncé. Morning, Beyoncé, how are you?
Thank you. Yourself.
Always well, always well. Tell us about which grade, what grade are you in?
I'm currently in grade 12E.
Grade 12E?
Yes.
Okay, and do you like writing?
I absolutely love writing.
Is it?
Yes.
And what did you write?
Oh, I wrote an obituary about my mom.
Oh, okay. Yes. How many pages? One page?
It was one page, yes.
Oh, okay. And was it difficult to write something about your mom?
No, it wasn't difficult because it's like she inspires me every single day. So I just wrote on experiences that I've like experienced about with her in my life. So it was quite easy.
What's your mom's name?
You can say Beauty.
Beauty?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. How does it look? What's happening next year after grade 12?
Oh, I am planning on going to university for further education.
Oh, yes. What are you going to study?
Travel agency.
Oh, okay. You like traveling?
Very much so.
And
yes.
and you'll see beauty everywhere. Okay. Right. Okay. So then we have. A second place. So we've got 2 second places. Salam, Bilkis.
Walaikum salam.
How are you? Are you well?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
All right. Listen, yeah. So, and what did you enter?
Ik het 'n opstel geskryf.
Oor jou ma?
Ja.
Okay, en vertel ons 'n bietjie hoe lank het dit gevat om te skryf?
Het dit baie lank gevat? Het dit net seker net so 20 minute gevat om te skryf?
Is dit? En is jou ma baie streng?
Baie.
Is dit? Sy mag nêrens gaan nie. Nie boyfriend sê. Sy moet toes gestiek wees.
Yes.
Sy kan nêrens gaan nie. Is reg. Okay, en waar woon julle?
Magnolia Straat.
Wat ek reed is hy nou?
Graad 12.
Okay, yes. En volgende jaar, hoe lyk het volgende jaar?
Ek wil ook studeer, ek wil biotiek doen.
Oh, okay. Righto, so wat doen jou ma?
My ma is by die huis.
Is sy huisvrou?
Yes.
Maar, ek wil nie so, like jou ma, baie skel.
Sy skel baie, ja, maar sy skel vir die rechte goed daar.
Okay. Het lyk soos 'n Muslim titi wat jou kan aanvat, ne?
Yes.
Alright, okay. Then, we have Wilzario. Morning.
Goeiemorgen.
Hoe gaat het dan?
Baie goed, dank eens, ja.
In die haak. Jy was deel van die redactie?
Yes.
Okay, wat is jou rol daar so?
Tans is ek die tesourier van die redaksiesman.
Oh, okay, so is een tesourier met die...
Met die geld.
Met die geld.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so is die man met die vol geld, sakke vol geld. Okay, en like jy dit?
Ek love dit, absolutely. Ek is al van graad 8 af in die redaksie. Elke jaar in die posiesie, maar ek geniet dit baie.
En dink jy die posiesies wat jy vul, gaan jou help in die toekom?
Definitief. Die redaksie skep 'n platform waar jy nie net skryf, jy leer alledaagse ondervinding. Bijvoorbeeld met die moedersdag skryfkompetisie, het ons geleer hoe om 'n event te beplan. So ek dink dit is alledaagse goed wat jy leer vir in die toekoms.
Nou ek dink jy moet volgende jaar hoe word die wenners aangewys, meneer? Net so vinnig. Meneer.
Daar word natuurlijk 'n proses in plek gesit, waar die leerders hulle aansoeke moet ingee, en dan word hulle bepunt, en dan op 'n sekere dag word hulle allemaal bijeengeroep, en dan word die rugvoering gegee, oor sekere kwelpunte, sterkpunte, en bijvoorbeeld goed wat nou uitgestaan het, en dan word hulle aangekondig, en dan word daar hulle prijse gegee, en certificate, wat hulle misschien ook kan gebruik vir verdere verwysings in die toekomst.
Okay. So ek denk, meneer, ek wil met tesorie praat, gewoon net vannacht met die bank. You guys should think about doing the prize giving at the Mother's Day kind of a gala thing or something.
Definitief ons.
Wat julle nou kyk, soos die begrotinge is, doen dit so. Nee?
Definitief.
Kyk, dis maar 'n paar rand maak vir die skool. 'n lekker mama strek aan, hulle kan vir hulle aantrek soos matriek meisies, en net 'n lekker lekker dag maak daarvan. En hi, Klinkie. Wat het sy aangekom? Lene.
Ja.
Morning, hoe gaan het met jou?
Ek gaan baie goed met my.
Hoekom is dan so klein, Lene? Huh? Ek kan nie eens. Wat het sy aangekom? Het sy saam met jou aangekom?
Ja.
Ai, nie, man. Sy het achter hulle geloop, ne? Lene, sy kan jou lekker wegstiek, ne? Lene, wat een graad is, he?
Ek is nou graad 10.
Graad 10, en jou van is Pietersen, ne?
Ja.
Derde plek was jou, ne? Waarvan het weer geskryf? Van jou ma, natuurlijk?
Opstel van my ma.
Van jou ma. Wat is jou ma se naam?
Hildegard.
Ja. Hildegard Pietersen, wat doen jou ma?
My ma werk nou by Azapak.
Waar?
By Azapak, hier in die boek.
Oh, okay, by Azapak. Is sy baie streng?
Baie.
Baie stres. Is hy een van die mans wat vir jou so kyk gee, dink sy?
Seker nie moeilig.
Sy laat sy dult niks verkeerde dinge nie.
Niks, is een niks.
Dis reg, man. Is heeltemal reg. Ons moet meer sulke mans hê, net. Right, but then, we've got this year's winner with us, né? Hayley Marsh.
Yes.
Juffrou, gaan het volgen?
It's going good and with you?
Always well, always well. Are you related to my colleague?
Yes, Anisha Marsh, yes.
Oh, is it your
sister? It's my sister.
And your mom is Wendy Marsh?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I know. Okay, right. So you wrote about your mom?
Yes, I wrote about my mom.
Now, how long did it take?
Okay, so it took me 30 minutes because I wanted to share my connection with my mom as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, so what we are going to do is, meneer as the writers, I'm going to allow each one of you. Do you have your pieces here?
No, we do not.
I need... okay, would anybody like, can't you remember it?
I edited mine the day I handed it in because it was too long.
Oh, okay. Right, maybe we can see something. So you're not going anywhere yet. Right? We're going to go to our sports desk, and then I'll play a song, and maybe there's a something afterwards. It's no pressure. If there is, then we'll gladly listen to one of you's entry.
She might have a winner, man.
No, but if they don't have it, they don't have it. Right, okay. Right, so we'll get to that. We'll get Right, so let's do what we have to do. It's as a student of Van Kaen soil, wat in die atelier is. Is een van die Davie Derby.
Oh really?
Yes, it's a car.
Is that so? Is that so? Really? Okay. Okay.
Nossies is
net so
what
so and then. Okay. Well, good morning. Novak Djokovic suffered a shock opening round exit at the Italian Open to Dino Perzamic in a three-set match, marking the Serbian's earliest departure from a tournament in 19 appearances. While the 24-time Grand Slam champion says injuries and fitness concerns have become a frustrating reality over the past 2 years. Well, in the women's draw, Sorina Cristia produced one of the biggest wins of her career by recovering from a set and a breakdown to beat world number one Aryna Sabalenka in three sets. Well, elsewhere, Coco Gauff survived her ski to reach the next round, while three-time round champion Iga Swiatek overcome Katie McNally in a tough three-set contest to keep her title defense alive. Well, in football news, Kaizer Chiefs boasted their hopes of continental football with a 2-0 win over Sekhukhune United in Polokwane and secured a qualification in the 2026 CAF Confederation Cup. While Orlando Pirates kept the pressure on the league leaders Mamelodi Sundowns after a convincing 3-0 victory over Magasi. Sundowns remained top of the Betway Premiership standings despite defensive concerns in a thrilling 7-4 win over Sivalele. Elsewhere, Richards Bay, Maromba Gallants, Golden Arrows, Polokwane City, AmaZulu, Orbit College, Steers Galaxy and Chip United all played out on draws. Alright, this past weekend we had a lot of matches, cricket matches taking place, especially in the IPL, and our South African compatriots, they've done absolutely well also during this period. Now, Delhi Capitals lost to the Kolkata Knight Riders on Friday night by 8 wickets after they put on the score of 142-8. Kolkata reached that in 14.2 overs. On Saturday, it was in Rajasthan Royals and Gujarat Titans, where I think this was the biggest margin ever won in the IPL over the Royals. Gujarat Titans beat them by 77 runs after posting a score of 229-4 in their 20 allocated overs. They bowled at the Rajasthan Royals in 16.3 overs for 152. And then yesterday, double leaders, Royal Challengers Bengaluru once again magnificent. In their 20 overs, they reached a total of 167 for 8, beating Mumbai Indians by 2 runs. And then Chennai Super Kings yesterday's first match, beating Lucknow Super Giants after posting 208 for 3, scoring 208 for 5 in 19.2 overs, beating them by 5 wickets. Well, today you can expect more cricket and see some of our South Africans playing again. It is Punjab Kings up against Delhi Capitals. That's going to be an entertaining one. David Muller and Tristan Stubbs, definitely the two to look out for KC Breakfast Sports. Also, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 6:30. You can expect me later at 4, Kapow on KC Drive.
Mzansi, if you haven't been to Brito's lately, you're seriously missing out. It's braai season all year long, and Brito's is bringing you the freshest meat and the biggest in-store specials that's flying off the shelves daily. From juicy braai packs, tender steaks, flavored pack vors, to family-sized chicken deals, Brito's is where smart shoppers stock up before it's too late. So don't wait for the weekend rush. Head to your nearest Brito's meat center today and grab the specials while they last. Want to stay updated on all the latest deals? Follow Brito's on social media and join the Brito's WhatsApp channel for instant specials, updates and mouth-watering offers. Visit brittos.co.za to find your nearest store. Brito's, the Cape's choice in meat.
Hoekom radio? Omdat dit werk. Vir 30 jaar verbind KC 107.7 besighede met die regte gehoor. Direk, bekostigbaar en kragtig. Radio is oral, by die huis, in jou motor. Op jou foon en op kantoor. Laat jou besigheid gehoor word. Adverteer vandag op KC 107.7. Kontak my, Mani Besser, nou op 073-178-3414 of sales1@radiokc.org.za. KC 107.7, 30 jaar, jou stem in die gemeenskap. Moenie wag nie. Nou is te laat.
The third Winelands Autumn Expo is back in Worcester at Montana High School right off the N1 on the 29th and 30th of May. Calling all foodies, wine and gin lovers, coffee snobs and art and music fans, this one's for you. Bring your family and friends, young and old, and explore more of the Winelands as you taste, sip, stroll and shimmy through delicious streets, beautiful finds and outdoor gear with kids entertained and live music all weekend long. Free parking, ample seating, and free wine glasses while stocks last. Don't miss out. Tickets available now on web tickets. Follow the Winelands Autumn Expo on social media or visit the website for latest updates. See you there.
Hashtag KC Breakfast, 6 to 9 with Grant Johnson on KC 107.7.
Like a letter I'll never send. Read it alone, then I start again. I rehearse love in a silent room, but freeze when it's real and you step too soon. I've been living in a place between yes and no. Every dream feels close, but I move too slow. If I reach for you, will the truth show through? Or will I ruin the best thing I never knew? I don't trust the light when it finds my face. I'm scared of the love I don't think I deserve to take. I don't wanna be alone, but I don't know how to be close. I'm scared if you hold me, you'll feel what I hate the most.
measure my worth in the gaps I see. All the things I was almost brave enough to be. I chase perfection just to few say. Then blame my fear when I hesitate. I hear your voice and my chest goes tight. Like love is a test I fail tonight. I wanna believe I could let you stay. But I've been more reason to walk away. If I let you in, will you stay when you see? I'm still learning how to be me. I don't wanna be lonely, but I don't know how to be close. I'm scared if you hold me, you'll feel what I hate the most. I want you to know me while I'm learning to be me. I'm breaking the silence slowly and choosing to believe in me. I'm learning how to let love stay. I'm learning not to run away. I'm tired of feeling the girl I am. Like loving me was never the plan. If I wait much longer, I'll disappear. Still full of love, but ruled by fear.
I'm learning the silent partner featuring one of the best ever, IVH, and I think it's she's going to grow much, much bigger. Definitely addicted to IVH. It's hashtag Casey Breakfast, 8:46 people. If you just joined us, die studente van Klein Heidelberg Secundair, redactie 2026, Moedersdag, skryfcompetitie wenners, is saam met ons in die atelier. En bieke met hulle al reeds gesels, maar hulle gaan nou hulle inskrywings vir ons voorlees. Bielkies, begin ons by jou?
Ja.
Okay, right. As jy wil sit, is het sit. As jy wil staan, kan jy staan. It's totally up to you. Right, so we're ready for you. We're listening. Okay.
Dear beloved mother, you are like a gentle ray of sunlight on a cold winter morning, always there to warm me when life feels harsh. Your love is an anchor that keeps me steady when the storms of life rage, and a light that guides me when I feel lost in the dark. I thank Allah every day for the blessings of having you as my mother. You are a true example of sabr, patience, and unconditional love. Through thick and thin, you carry me, always keeping the pot boiling and wearing your heart on your sleeve. I remember the nights you stayed awake while I slept, quietly making dua for me, carrying worries I never even saw. That kind of love is rare, and I will never take it for granted. Even when the weight of the world rests on your shoulders, you stand strong like a rock. You have taught me that where there is a wall, there is a way, and that tawakkul, trust in Allah, will always carry us through.
Your words are worth their weight in gold, and love, and your love is the compass that guides my life. I will always take my head off for you and make dua that Allah blesses you with good health, happiness, and endless barakah. Happy Mother's Day, my dear Mother Salwa. Bilkis Kalamdin, 12A.
Oh, Becca, Nana. Okay, all right, okay. Bilkis, just a quickie. Weet jou ma, hier het geskryf. Oh, okay, maar het sit gelees toe.
Nog nie.
Okay, right. Okay, so that's Bill Keys. Second place, the joining her in second place was Beyonce. Righto. You ready for us, lovey?
Of course.
Okay, right. Okay, talk to us.
The architect of my heart. My mother traded the freedom of her early childhood for the weight of raising me, pouring her youth into my foundation. Yet despite the sacrifices, she remains a child at heart whenever we are together. Our bond is effortless that she feels like a sister, a best friend who provided a sanctuary of comfort where I can truly be myself. I know I haven't always been easy. I can be a difficult daughter, prickly and stubborn, but her patience never wavers. She puts up with my edges because she loves me, because her love is unconditional. Beyond her warmth, she fierce worker I know. Watching her work her heart out to keep me and my three siblings happy has etched a permanent blueprint of independence and hard work into my brain. She hasn't just raised us. She crafted a childhood so vibrant and memorable that we never felt the weight of her toil. To the woman who is my sister in spirit and my hero in practice, thank you for choosing my happiness over your own every single day. I love you, Mommy.
Yay! Lovely, man. Lovely, 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 lovely. And you know what, guys? It is your mom. Beauty, did she read it?
I read it on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. And what was the reaction?
She was rather emotional about it, yes.
I can imagine. Have you guys seen on social media, there's that song that that one can have produced for your loved one. It comes on your feed, man, on your wall. Then you send it to this app, the name of the person, and then you drive in the car or something, and then all of a sudden you play the song, or at home, that's your number and any song, and others die. You know, it's just die. Okay, so it must be something. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Dynamite comes in small packages. Lene is with us. Okay, so jy is reg vir ons, Lene?
Yeah.
Okay, we all ears.
To the most beautiful woman, I've been trying to find the right words for you, and I don't think any letter will ever be enough to hold everything I feel. But it's Mother's Day, and I need you to know how much you mean to me. Thank you for every single thing you've done that I've never told. Thank you for the school lunches you packed when you were tired, for the times you stayed up when I was sick, for the way you worry about me even when I pretended I'm fine, for the sacrifices you've made that I only understand now that I'm older. You've cared so much and you still show up with love. You taught me how to be strong, whatever calling its strength. You loved it. I see it in every way you keep going, the way you forgive, the way you love us, even on our worst days. If I'm half the person you are someday, I'll be proud. I know I'm not always easy. I mess up. I get distant and I say things I don't mean, or I go quiet when I should speak. But please know that even in my silence, I love you more than words can explain. You are my mom, my best friend, and you are my home. I love you that no matter what, or how old I get, I'm still your lad lamb baby.
A bitchy trance is over it, man. We go stout op 'n maandag of wat is over ons. But well done. Well done. Well done. Ek dink julle almal het goed gedoen sover. I'm just curious. If you would write a love letter, it's all interesting, meneer. Die woorde. Okay, so if you just join us, people, students of Kleinenberg Secondary with us, hulle het 'n redaksie 2026 kompetisie gehad, Moedersdag skryf kompetisie. Ons die wenner saam met ons vanoggend en die algehele wenner vir 2026, Hailey Marsh, is jy reg vir ons?
Yes.
Right, okay, we all ears.
In loving dedication to my mother. On this Mother's Day, I want to take a moment and honor the person, the woman that has played an important part in shaping the person I am today. She has carried more than she ever revealed to me. There were days where she smiled through kindness and gave when there wasn't much to give. I don't always say it, but I see the sacrifices and the worries she tend to hide just so I can feel safe. What makes her special isn't just what she does, but who she is. She's kind in a way that doesn't ask for attention, strong in a way that feels like it doesn't need to be proven. If I think about my life, I realize so much of my courage comes from her. The way she keeps pushing through has taught me not to give up. The way she still has the strength after everything has taught me what resilience really looks like. So today, I dedicate this to her, not because one day is enough, but because I finally understand that I should say it more often. Thank you, Mom, for everything you are and for loving me in ways I may never be able to return, but will always honor. Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, so well done. Well done, well done. Interessant, meneer Efka. Ek dink jy het 'n goeie job gedoen, man. Nee? En dit is 'n goeie projek waarmee jy besig is. Hoe lyk volgende jaar?
Volgende jaar behoort dieselfde te lyk, maar mens kyk mos natuurlik waar mens kan aanpassings maak, natuurlik met die resources wat hy het, maar die leerders kan ook nou uitsien na 'n Vadersdag skryfkompetisie, wat byvoorbeeld dan nou uitdagend gaan wees, waar ons ook nou taalvaardighede en skryfvaardighede op die proef sal stel.
En die verskil is die meneer, het kan sommige keer, ek wil nie vir julle sê, ek weet nou nie wat so is, miskien meng ek nou in, maar het jy kan kreatief wees, né? So daar hoef jy regtig 'n vader figuur te wees, né?
Yes.
Maybe a wannabe dad, né? Vir daai paans wat gaan siep koop het en weg is.
Of dalk die pa wat jy eendag wil wees.
Ja, of die pa wat jy wil wees. Daai is belangrik, ja meneer, baie baie belangrik. En dis die realiteit. Baie kinders het hierdie voorreg om hulle ouers nou nog by hulle te hê, né? And sometimes we take things for granted, and we miss things when it's gone. Treasure your moms, and do what you can do and have to do. When let's say ja keer dan wil jy kos sit en hy laat jy goed lees. Maar op die einde van die dag is dit meneer, hulle moet ook tog dink aan daai gala. Al is dit ook net 'n klein begin met skien met 'n cocktail ietsiekie of iets soos daai. Dit kan later oorgaan na 'n 5-course meal toe of so gaan. But begin hom. But well done. Enige iets van u kant af meneer?
Ek wil net baie dankie sê Mr. Johnson vir die geleentheid en dan ook vir al die luisteraars wat ingeskakel is. 'N Spesiale shout-out aan al my kollegas daar by Kleinenberg Sekondêre Skool vir hulle ondersteuning en ook dan nou die moontlikmaking van die inisiatiewe wat ek van stapel stuur by die skool.
Meneer Efka, baie dankie man, is regtig 'n goeie ding en mense sien nie altyd wat die onderwysers ekstra doen nie, né? En daai erkenning word ook nie altyd gegee nie. So as dit 'n manier is om ons kinders se selfbeeld 'n bietjie op te lig en vir hulle meer vertroue en confidence te gee, by all means, but well done sir, en julle moet mooi bly. Is enigiets van julle kant af voordat ons gaan tesorie?
Net 'n shout-out aan die lede van die redaksiespan van 2026. En dan shout-out aan Radiokas, die luisteraars. Dankie vir dat julle vir ons hier gehet het. Dankie vir die geleentheid. En ons hoop om gou weer te kom kuier.
Natuurlik. Moenie strangers wees nie, dis wat ek wil gesê het. Guys, you know what? We've got a feature in the morning, 7:20. Every morning. any song, any genre. We call it school beats, where you can request a song. Of an Afrikaans, of Engels, of Salanka, and you die some mentor. You can some mentor, R&B. Can you But so op TikTok, I club it can't sing, I don't know if he's going to sing, but he's a fluk, a yalsa. Any song, any genre. We're going to pre-record you guys now. After this, just in a voice note kind of thing, and then play it for the next few days. Ne? But you know, say, I'm Will, at Glenideburg Secondary, grade 12. I would love to have this specific song, whatever, ook al, ne? Something like that. Not now, we're going to do it off air, don't worry. Your oog gaat net so near on. Right, you'll have a mooie dag, and terugkom by die school. Lekker, right?